Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Time of the morning, KBOI News Time is 8:40. Talked earlier this morning about... Donald Trump. This is what absolutely drives me crazy, because people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Art Cola says, you're suggesting Trump's remarks, by the way, on calling yesterday on Russia to release the emails, whatever, that they got through the hacking.
To find them, yeah.
Yeah, to find them, whatever. And Art Cola says, you're suggesting that Trump should be brought up on treason charges. I didn't say that. I said he could be brought up on treason charges.
Because there are people who are out there suggesting it. It's not us.
Yeah. And Hillary Knott, the Democrats seem to have problems securing information. Now, I didn't say whether or not Hillary should be brought up on charges.
I made a joke about that yesterday, though. I said... what's the main difference between the Republicans and Democrats during this election? And I said, well, apparently the Republicans have a better IT guy.
Yeah.
Because the Democrats keep getting hacked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I just asked Todd, who's worked here for like 6-8 months now, mm-hmm. how many times have I said I want Hillary Clinton to be president? None. How many times have I said I didn't think she should be running? 1,200. So, I mean... I'm not a Hillary Clinton person, but Donald Trump, is he any better? I don't know.
Well, and then the other thing, the same person, person calling themselves R. Cola, which I think was Chachi's last name on Joni, Joni Loves Chachi. Anyway, R. Cola, regarding the Trump joke about finding Hillary's deleted emails, you guys aren't very bright, are you?
Wasn't LOL. A joke. Look at it. I went back and looked at it. Wasn't a joke.
Well, you know, first of all, we don't care one way or the other whether anybody takes that seriously. But, you know, thanks for telling us that we're not very bright. You know, clearly you have lots to do.
Yeah. Here's another one from Michael Spickelmeyer, looks like. Michael Spickelmeyer. In my opinion, Trump is not asking anybody to hack emails. He simply wants the Russians to turn over the emails they reportedly had from her, hacked emails from a year or so ago.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
But I think the main part of what he said was that, you know, there are all these emails. When she was ordered to turn over her emails, there were about 30,000 of them.
Right.
That she and her staff decided nobody needed to see and they weren't important. So they, on their own, decided to delete them.
Yep.
And what he's saying is, well, you know, if the Russian hackers are as good as we think they are, you know, why don't you try to find those 30,000 deleted emails and get them to us? No, if I were a judge, I would not be agreeing that he should be brought up on treasonous charges because, yeah, he was essentially just kidding in the way that Trump does, where it sounds kind of like he means it, but then he doesn't.
But that kind of kidding later on down the road, if he is elected president, could get us in a whole lot of trouble.
Really?
In my opinion.
Oh. I just can't.
And I'm allowed to have an opinion.
Well, that's true. I can't really see how it could ever get us in trouble, because if you put together like a compilation of everything he's ever said, you'd know that how much of it was tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah, but...
It's the same as Rush Limbaugh.
There are a lot of macho people in other countries
who don't
get it.
Right, true. Somebody said one time, if you just read a transcript of everything that Rush Limbaugh said, just reading the transcript without listening to how he says it, it would be very easy for you to think that he was very left-leaning, because he'll say something like, oh, yes, I think Hillary Clinton will make a fantastic president. But he's saying it, ironically. He doesn't mean it.
Yeah, but that... was a stupid thing to say, in my opinion.
Well, yeah.
And I'm allowed an opinion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see. John of Boise says, this is so funny, but not. His party does everything to stop oil production. Then he says this kind of thing. President Barack Obama claimed that under his administration, we finally began to wean ourselves off foreign oil, but dependency on imported oil had begun to drop years before he took office. Okay, I'm not sure what the that he kind of picked out his own subject there.
Yeah, he did. All right. Speaking on business, listen each Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. on KBOI, sponsored by Zions Bank. We haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Final traffic check now with Ron O'Brien. All right, so we are back. Paul Jay, and now mine's cutting out. Would you stop? Chris Walton, who is having trouble with his earphones, so he thought he'd come over and wreck mine.
No.
Did you see?
About time to get another pair.
You know who George Will is, right?
George Will, sure.
Yeah, he's been a writer for ever.
Yeah, he has only recently, according to him, dropped out of the Republican Party. He'll be back.
Yeah, once all of this passes. He's a contributor anyway for Fox News. Do you hear what he said yesterday? He says GOP presidential nominee. Now, this is George Will. This is not me. He says GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump will not release his tax returns because they may show he is deeply involved in dealing with Russian oligarchs. The claim, which Will, you look at Will, and if you don't have your reading glasses on, looks like World War II. The claim, which Will could not support with any tangible proof. Duh.
Yeah.
Was made to Brett Bauer on Fox News Special Report live from the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia Monday night. Not yesterday, Monday. The topic was raised after some Democratic Party officials, including presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, attempted to connect the Republican presidential nominee to a leak of Democratic National Committee emails. The Friday release by WikiLeaks of those emails, which appear to show an effort by DNC officials to lead a campaign against Clinton's primary rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, led to the resignation of DNC chairwoman, as we know, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who will step down after the convention, and she has stepped so far back into the background, nobody knows she's around anyway. Both the campaign chair and anybody you talk to, including Senator Chris Murphy, would not go down the road once pressed on the connection between Russia and the Trump campaign. Well, there's absolutely no proof. That's why they're not going to go down that road. I mean, you can go down roads without proof and get yourself in a big tangle.
Well, you can waste an awful lot of time and money, too.
Yeah, exactly. The former editor of National Review, Will, 75 now, was a political commentator for ABC News for 42 years, but he's been with Fox for the last four.
His best books are about baseball.
They are. He's a great sports writer. Not so much on politics, I guess.
Well, no, I mean, he's been well-respected for years and years, but he's, you know, for him to ever say that he's leaving the Republican Party just seems like nothing but a threat.
Yeah, he said he's leaving the Republican Party as a result of Trump's rhetoric, stating, "I decided that in fact this was not my party anymore."
For goodness sakes, don't try to work from within and change your party. Just as soon as something goes wrong, you know, go diving for the exit.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Oh yeah,
I mean a lot of people, not only in politics but anything else. What? The going is getting tough. I'll see you guys later. Yeah, a lot of that going on. Anyway,
let's see. Corey in Meridian says
it's funny that we're talking about Trump during the Democratic National Convention.
True. But that's been their biggest subject for 3 days so far. Just like Hillary Clinton was the biggest subject of the Republican convention.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week. Did we talk about the
Democrats?
That's
true. You weren't even in the U.S. last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot.
Okay.
Corey in Meridian says it was tongue-in-cheek and a jab at the media. Tell me how the Russians are going to hack Hillary's email when they are no longer in service. And that doesn't mean the Russians. That means the emails.
Trump, a few minutes ago, has said his hacking comments were sarcastic.
Mm-hmm.
Still, you got to watch what you say.
But they did sound sarcastic to me.
They did?
Yeah.
Didn't to me.
Johnny B. of Boise says, why is she the most qualified for office but can't take care of her own email? I asked that question a few weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah.
I said in the year 2016.
And we're not either one of us standing up on the roof saying she's qualified for the office.
No, neither one of us are. And neither one of us is an electrical engineer or an IT person, anything like that.
True.
However, I suggested a few weeks ago that perhaps whoever is elected president in 2016 really ought to understand computers, the internet, email, other things like that that are kind of basic now.
Yeah, Hayes in a barn, though, Chris.
But, well, true.
They better have some IT people working with them.
But, you know, even when, you know, she was in that, even if she was just kidding, even if it was tongue-in-cheek, when she was in that in that Senate hearing and they asked her if she had wiped her server and she said, you mean like with a rag, you know, I wanted to just tell her she was dismissed as long as she didn't come back. But, of course, she was coming back, so they couldn't do that. But Johnny B. of Boise says, why is she the most qualified for office but can't take care of her own email? Ha, I'm just not that bright, I guess. Her office is in charge of posting or sending laws to all the other offices of the USA. The original duties of the Secretary of State include some domestic duties, such as receipt, publication, distribution, and preservation of the laws of the U.S., preparation, sealing, and recording of the commission to presidential appointees, and it goes on and on. A lot of stuff that ends up on computers, I guess, was the point.
We'll be back. News coming up next. I'm not being sarcastic. The news actually is coming up next.
It really is.
Yeah, okay. Take 56.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Well, one more night of conventions, and we return you now to our regularly scheduled program. I tell you what, though, I got to watch America's Got Talent last night because they made room for it.
Oh, good.
I like that. It's all about me. I don't care about any of the stuff.
I was going to say that R. Cola wrote back and said, thank you for addressing my emails. Respect level upped a notch. Well, thank you. He says, sorry about the not very bright comment, but was frustrated. Well, I get that. I've been frustrated before. Pretty much everyone has, I think.
Yeah. But sometimes you don't call people names.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know,
yeah,
you can be forgiven.
We accept your apology.
Oh, yeah, exactly. We do.
Yeah. Democrats, I thought, had some great speeches last night.
Who did you like best?
Obama.
And you heard the funny thing about that,
And the vice presidential candidate,
Tim Kaine.
Tim Kaine.
He did a good funny acting. He did a good
Trump
imitation.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird, though.
Yeah, true. It was.
Yeah.
But what was you were just telling us this, right? That somebody said Obama didn't do Hillary Clinton that good. Of a job last night when he was speaking, because basically it reminded people why it reminded people of why 8 years ago they voted for him instead of Hillary.
Yeah, that's true. But I thought the mood, and I'm not backing anybody here, so don't be jumping on me.
Yeah,
I do not like Hillary Clinton. I'm not a favorite of Donald Trump's. Not a favorite of mine.
Yeah,
I think do you want to be shot or stabbed? I'm kind of there in this election. Really don't like either one.
Mm-hmm.
I think both of them have major holes in them. But now I forgot what I was talking about. What were we talking about?
Well, I think that was it.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway.
Oh, we were talking about the speeches last night.
Yeah. Now, tonight.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton's going to talk tonight. I'm trying to remember if I've ever heard her
give a full speech.
Yeah. I don't think I have.
Mostly we just hear little snippets.
Where she yells at.
Where she's yelling over people who are trying to yell over the top of her. And so she sounds, well,
like she's yelling.
She sounds harsh a lot of the time.
Well, as you said, if she's elected president, it'll be like having your mother yell at you for the next 4 years.
Yeah, or somebody else's mother, or but, you know, or whatever.
All of that aside, doesn't mean she's a bad person, whatever. But she hasn't had a press conference since February.
Okay. Hasn't needed to, I guess.
Well, but see, Trump's upping her here because every night, every morning after the Democratic National Convention the night before, mm-hmm. we're talking about Trump. Trump is the one that's on TV.
Yeah.
Trump's this. Trump's that. Trump's saying he was being sarcastic for Russia. Trump's
well,
this.
Plus,
and
know,
there's nothing about the Democrats plus, on anything.
Plus, if you're on Twitter the whole time the Democratic National Convention is on television, Trump will be tweeting out his, you know, what he thought of the latest thing that was said.
Exactly. Here's Todd with 1D.
I was watching Fox News or CNN the other day, and they're talking about how Donald Trump has gotten about $1 billion worth of free advertising being on television.
Because he calls people up.
Right. So, yeah, he's always on the television. So hey, we can't escape it.
No, we can't. And the thing is, like Todd said, you're running NBC mm-hmm. News. Trump calls you up. His man doesn't call you up.
Right.
Trump calls you up.
Oh, yeah. Well, and another thing, too. We've known a lot of politicians, both of us have, and we've interviewed lots of politicians. And there are some of them that show up with an entourage. And some of them, no matter, and they want to yeah. know, first of all, they want to know ahead of time every question
every
you're
question
going to
you're
ask them.
Ask, yeah.
And they want to talk over what answer they're going to give with their entourage. And they don't want to be surprised by anything.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that's because I think they either haven't thought about some of the things that we might ask them, or they really haven't got a clue what they're going to say at any given moment and don't want to mess up. Now, those people are trying to be as careful as they possibly can. Which, in a way, is good, because if you're careful, then you're not reckless. On the other hand, if you don't trust your own brain enough to think that you have to be careful all the time, I don't know if I trust you either.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's one kind of politician. Then there are the kinds that come in here by themselves. They show up. They do not have an entourage. Sometimes they get here and joke around with us for 15 minutes before they even talk.
Right.
And we can ask them anything. They don't care what it is. They talk without notes. And everything they say sounds completely genuine.
And those are the ones we like.
And those definitely are the ones we like. And in this particular case, now, if we were going to have both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on our radio show on different days, my guess is we'd have a lot more fun with Trump, because he'd be one of those guys that sat there and said whatever popped into his head.
He would have you laughing before the mics came on.
Well, undoubtedly he would. Yeah, yeah.
I agree.
And he wouldn't ask ahead of time for the, you know, for the questions and the way we're going to, and he wouldn't give us a list of subjects that he doesn't want us to talk about. And yes, a few of them have done that.
Yeah.
And a couple of times I've decided to ignore that, and you always kind of get dirty looks, but.
Here's my deal with the Democratic Convention. I thought the speeches last night were pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought they were positive, which is direct opposite. I didn't see a lot of the Republican convention,
mm-hmm.
but what I saw when I was up in Canada looked extremely negative. Looked like there were a lot of empty seats. Looked like there were a lot of ticked off people in there, just mad and wanted to scream at Hillary Clinton, which is fine, which is okay. I'm not knocking that.
But I mean, we said this, and this is true. I mean, even this week, despite the fact that, you know, there have been let's raise up Hillary speeches, especially by Bill and especially by Obama, there have also been plenty of speeches that the only purpose of it was to simply tell everybody how bad Donald Trump would be at being president.
Yeah.
Which is what most of last week was about, telling everybody how bad it would be if Hillary Clinton were president.
Yeah. But anyway, the table is set, I think, for Hillary Clinton. I think that the lead up has been positive. The Democrats are going, we, uh-huh. you, we. And Trump's going, I.
Okay.
So
Which
that
sounds,
bothers me
sounds,
about.
Sounds positive if you're, you know, on a ship.
Yeah. I mean, so anyway, that's one of the reasons I don't like Trump, is he never includes anybody. I will solve this. I will do that.
Uh-huh.
Not we will do this together. We, which I like. It's more positive. So the Democrats have set the table for Hillary.
Okay.
I'm having trouble visualizing her taking the ball and scoring a touchdown.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm having that problem.
The two people who I think have really...
It's very important for her tonight, no question.
The two people who I think have given the best go Hillary speeches so far have both been previously president of the United States.
True.
One of them right now, and one of them, you know, married to her as well.
On another note, nothing says summer like baseball. 670 KBOI and Zero Res want to send you to Hawk Stadium to see them play this month. Be caller number six. Be caller number six right now at 336-3711. What'll they win, Chris?
They will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Hawks game, which is tomorrow night, the 29th.
Right.
And those tickets are courtesy of the fine folks at Zero Res.
All right, it's 9:15.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, so we do have a winner. No more phone calls, please. And the winner is Emmanuel. Huh? Where is it? Red Bull. Greg Morris. Wasn't he in Mission Impossible or something? Wasn't that Greg Morris?
He was the black guy. I'll put it that way. In
Mission Impossible.
The original Mission Impossible. Yeah
on TV. Let's go to Jim in Marsing. Jim, you're on 670 KBOI. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, if you're having trouble deciding who to vote for, you might want to pick up that book by that Secret Service agent that was stationed in the White House during the Clinton administration. It was released about a month ago. If you read a couple chapters of that, that should clear things up for you.
Yeah, but see, now there's the guy that wrote the biography for Donald Trump. You could pick up that book. And he says, basically, that Trump's the worst thing ever. There's always other people's opinions. See what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, just a couple chapters will be enough.
Okay. And you
can decide.
Now, see, that's a great way to decide if all you're doing is going to eliminate people and you get down to whoever's standing last.
Yeah, exactly.
But see, what I would love to do is go into the voting booth thinking to myself,
I am
going to vote for the one single person in this universe who could make this the greatest country of all time or, you know, or better or whatever. Just something positive. You know, just once, I think I'd like to go in and say, okay, I'm voting for this guy because I don't like the other one.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call, Jim. And we'll check that out. That's and good advice, but you can always find a book written by somebody. And I think it was the New York Times. This guy had there was a huge article on this guy who wrote the biography of Trump, and he just said, worst person ever, basically.
Yeah.
So
quickly here, Brent of Boise says Trump keeps you and the media talking about Hillary's emails, which confirmed by the FBI that she caused an actual breach in top secret information being available to our enemies. And you suggest Trump is the problem. Did we?
No,
I don't think we said that.
We never suggested that.
Again, you're hearing what you want to hear if you're searching for that. It's like if you ever talk to someone and you realize they were searching everything you were saying, waiting for an insult so they could walk away going, oh, I never.
Yeah.
If you ever watch one of those Real Housewives of anything shows, those are all like that.
Yeah.
Somebody says, hey, this is a great party. And they're like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, what's great about it?
You think your party was better than mine? Anyway. It says, and you suggest Trump is the problem. No, we didn't. I thank you for keeping this on the front burner of your show. The nation must remember how dangerous Hillary's incompetence has been. I'm sure those who care do remember.
Let's go to Rich in Boise. Rich.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Oh, I didn't hear the beep. If you don't need to read a book about Hillary, if you want to know who to vote for, just listen to the incompetence and lack of knowledge of everything that Trump says. Just listen to him. That should do it. But the recap of the, you know, the Republican convention was that ISIS is coming here to kill your children so Black Lives Matter can cook them so Hillary can eat them. That was absolutely the most negative convention I've ever seen. I mean, I just heard on your show that jobless benefit claims are one of the lowest in years. That there was nothing positive. Everything in the Republican convention was to be afraid and scared, you know. I mean, it was
well, they are dealing in fear. But go ahead.
It was just total fear. They, you know, they were, their first night was about how bad crime is, and the crime rate, the violent crime rate's the lowest it's been since 1963. But you wouldn't get that. Now, this is what would be interesting to see if this works, because generally the American people don't like negative outlooks. In 1984, that's all the Democrats presented. In 1992, the Bush administration, I mean, that wasn't the Bush administration, but that convention was a real negative convention. I don't know if you remember Pat Buchanan getting up there. And people, you know, so that would be interesting if people respond to negativity or to being positive. And it's always been, they've always wanted the outlook. That's why they liked Reagan. He said things were bad, but we had all this great hope and stuff. And it'll be interesting to see if the American people have changed that much to where they just, to where they do just respond to fear and negativity.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Rich. We're up against the break. The movie, the Crisis movie with Sandra Bullock, which is really a good movie, and it's on HBO right now if you want to watch it, says crisis and fear work. They work. Scare the hell out of people. Mm-hmm. Say that you can save them. They'll vote for you.
Yeah, people that sell security alarms say the same thing.
KBOI News Time, 9:26.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
We are back, 9:36. KBOI rewards code. Mea culpa. I forgot it. And it was Bright.
Bright, yeah.
B-R-I-G-H-T. No, I forgot to give it. Bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, of which we were accused of being not very. Go to 670KBOI.com, since rescinded, Bob. 670KBOI.com and earn today's 5,000 rewards points.
Got an instant message here from Tom. He says, couple of issues. One, this election comes down to two people. One who has been a lifelong politician who has made millions selling influence. The other is a businessman who has had to live with the government to get to create an empire of real estate. One has worked within the system to get rich, and one has worked outside government to get rich. Both have made mistakes to make them less desirable. Both have said things that were wrong and lies. It comes down to me, just one issue. Do I like the way things are going now? And if so, I vote for Hillary. If I want a businessman to take a shot at addressing the problems of the government, then I vote for Trump. The problem is today, none of us know what we will get with either president. I think we have more information on what Hillary will do than we do with Trump. But if we are to shake things up, we have to expect that some things will happen that will make us uncomfortable. To me, the choice is clear. No third term for Obama and a positive vote to really change government. We have heard from politicians for years that they are going to change government, only to see them get caught up in it and not change anything. For at least 4 years, I am willing to give an outsider a chance to see what he can do. And then two, the news media coverage of Trump. The media is put in a very difficult position when they cover Trump. People listen. The networks have seen advertising income go through the roof because their numbers of people are watching, buying papers or magazines. I foresee that the media will do as much as they can to support Hillary, but she doesn't sell ads. Trump does. The bottom line is this election will be really interesting for many reasons. I predict that the viewership for the debates will be off the charts.
I like that letter, even if there are parts of it I don't agree with, conclusions he reached that I may not agree with. However, I liked that because that's the way, at least in my mind, 80% of the people in this country feel, you know?
I think they really don't feel that they know exactly what they're going to get from either candidate.
And I think both candidates scare a lot of people.
I just read something a little bit ago that said, and it wasn't even on a right-wing website, and it wasn't anybody that wrote in. It was somebody that referred to Hillary Clinton as Nixon in a pantsuit. And I thought, really? Nixon?
How'd they come to that?
Well, it's just that they feel that the kind of president Nixon was where he was, extremely paranoid and had, you know, a lot of different committees that were supposed to be checking out the other committees and making sure that people weren't, you know, doing a whole lot of things that they ended up doing, that she would have the same thing, a whole lot of secrets and a whole lot of, I don't know, there was kind of a space between him and reality all the time, but Nixon.
Paranoid, you said it.
Well, paranoid was part of it, but also he just, it was a disjointedness with people. I mean, when he would go out to talk to groups of people, they would get the feeling that he wasn't even from this planet.
Okay, now it's...
And I get the feeling that maybe if she goes out and tries to be all nice and everything, people are gonna decide the same thing.
That's why I'll watch her speech tonight. I have never... The Democrat convention has basically been warm and fuzzy. Would you agree?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's been warm and fuzzy, well, except when they're attacking Trump.
Well, yeah, but the ones that we see mostly on television, if you watch C-SPAN all day long, or if you watch CNN all day long, you will hear more of the speeches than if you just watch the evening coverage on one of the major networks.
Yeah.
Evening coverage on one of the major networks, you're going to get a lot of positive speeches. And this happened with the Republican convention as well. Mainly in the evening, you got people just elevating Donald Trump or elevating being a Republican or elevating conservatism. And this week, you've gotten a lot of people elevating Hillary Clinton or, you know, elevating the Democratic ideals, things like that. On the other hand, the speeches that you don't see, the ones that C-SPAN would just go ahead and let run through the day, are the people who all last week, the whole subject of their speech was how bad would a presidency be under Hillary Clinton, and this week it's been how bad would a presidency be under Donald Trump.
Well, anyway, my point, Democrat convention has been warm and fuzzy and positive, full of whees, not so much on the eyes. Like the Republican one was, it's been kind of a momentum gathering, warm, fuzzy thing. I have a problem, and I'll watch. I have a problem thinking that Hillary Clinton can be warm,
okay,
fuzzy, and funny in a speech.
And to a certain extent, I agree with you. If you watch,
I've never heard her be.
Night before last, if you watched Bill Clinton talk about Hillary Clinton, you would get a certain impression of her. Wow, you know, she's really practically human. And then last night, if you listened to Obama talk about her, you would think, wow, you know, she's really somebody that this government, you know, totally needs. You could come away with that feeling.
And even Michelle Obama.
And Michelle Obama as well. I get the feeling tonight, though, that if you watch the speech, you might think, oh, I remember her.
That was my point.
Yeah.
You said it.
Because she doesn't tend to be...
Warm.
She doesn't tend to... She doesn't tend to make people think, boy, I really like that person.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. I mean, maybe she will be a fantastic administrator because she's been in Washington so long.
Yeah, and do you have to be warm?
On the other hand, maybe she'll be so corrupt that it'll collapse the government. I don't know. Or perhaps somewhere in between as a lot of administrations are.
Yeah.
But I have never watched her speak and thought to myself, gosh, I'd sure like to hear more of that.
Yeah. Let's go to Brian in Napa. Brian.
Hey, you guys talked on a couple of things I was just going to talk about. Of course, I watched Bill Clinton the other night, and he described Hillary as such a fine woman. And every time he'd say something about what she did or, you know, how she was, I'd say, so what happened to her? and then President Obama described her as the most qualified man or woman he's ever seen. And I'm wondering, how did he beat her twice?
Yeah.
Was it the Democrat National Committee then, too?
Well,
probably so.
I think he beat her. And I think you saw why he beat her last night. He's a pretty good orator. And like I said, I told Chris, I can't remember what she sounds like giving a speech. Has she ever given a speech? I don't know.
Most of the time when you hear her speak or you hear her on the news, somebody has asked her something in an accusatory manner, and she is trying to get louder and louder to shout them down.
Right, right. And then about Donald Trump not being knowledgeable, well, President Obama was a community organizer and, a one-term senator before he got to the White House.
State senator, right.
And then maybe not being a knowledge about how Washington works. Of course, the Republicans are even against him on that. Is that going into politics and how to take money under the table and come out a millionaire? I don't know.
Doesn't it speak a lot about how people feel about politics when someone like Trump, who has worked with politicians but has never really been in politics himself, how an outsider like that can come in and be embraced by a lot of people just because he's not connected to all that crap?
I'm wondering, when in history did we start having professional politicians?
I don't know. It's happened, though.
Yeah, I had a guy in high school years ago that they were going around the room saying, "What do you want to be?" And he said, "A politician." And I couldn't believe it. I said, I believe it. Now that I remember him, I believe, yeah, he probably became
a professional
politician.
You have to be elected to be, a professional politician, to be elected over and over and over. And not everybody, gets that chance. But you can be a lifelong bureaucrat, meaning that you're always working for the Department of State or the Department of Justice or the Department of this or that. Because, again, you understand how things work and are willing to, overlook what they tell you to overlook.
Right.
A lot of
right.
truth there.
Well, all my checks come from the government. Had a government job, and I spent 25 years working for the Department of Defense. Had a number of vacations in places you probably don't want to go.
Yeah.
So.
Vacations.
Paid vacations, actually. They didn't pay well, but I got to go places. So.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Brian.
That's like when my in-laws, worked for the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And that was my mother-in-law. They said, "Okay, we're gonna have to travel for our next conference." "Oh, really? Where is it?" "Honduras."
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I'm busy.
I don't feel well.
Yeah. KBOI News Time, 9:46. We'll be back with your phone calls.
Now they're seeing protesters in front of their building. More on that coming up on 670 KBOI. Back now to Paul Jay and Chris.
All right, we are back. Will Hillary Clinton be warm tonight? Is he gone now?
Probably 98.6, but apart from that, I can't.
Yeah, having some phone problems here.
Quickly here, Chuck Aboyce, he says, "Could you explain to me what Hillary is for? Is she for more deficit spending, more immigrants?" I think there are main differences between Trump and Hillary that could be brought out by your team, as they do not seem to be biased. Well, thank you.
And I think all of that will come out, after these conventions are over and when they start facing each other, when they start having debates. Hopefully we'll get something substantive.
Well, and a lot of times, and I kind of agree with this, because Hillary has been defined by what she isn't. She isn't completely socialist like Bernie Sanders, and she isn't rude like Donald Trump, as far as everybody's concerned. And apart from that, she's been just trying to prove that she isn't treasonous.
Well, and Trump, yeah, good point. And Trump has been, defined by the fact he isn't a politician.
Which, as we've said, it's what a lot of people like about him.
Yep.
Is he may be saying strange things, but he doesn't sound like he's lying.
Let's go to Brad and Eagle. Brad, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to point out something that Trump did yesterday that should be blasted all over the news.
Okay.
The fact that the man called upon the Russian government to hack the United States government and find Hillary's missing emails. That alone disqualifies the man for the office. He is. I'm sorry. When have we ever had a presidential candidate request assistance from one of our lifelong enemies?
You know what he said? I was being sarcastic.
You know what? No, it's not.
I agree with you.
I'm so tired of the Trump defenders and apologizers. The man is not qualified. The words that come out of his mouth, oh, that's just a joke. That's this, that's this, that's the next thing. No, he's actually saying these statements in a public forum that should just absolutely disqualify him for office.
Yeah, he said that at his press conference yesterday morning.
And nobody's made a big deal of it.
Oh, we kind of did.
They have, yeah. There's plenty of people who are making a big deal out of it. Not necessarily on this show in the past hour or so, but even earlier this morning we talked about it. And we asked the question, do you think somebody will bring him up on treasonous charges because of this? And then there were several people that wrote us telling us that
we were
morons because it wasn't treasonous and stuff. We just asked the question. We didn't say it should happen.
It's something where I watch and I listen and I think to myself, you know, the last caller made statements, you know, when did we turn to career politicians? Look at our founding fathers. Look at the list of their professions. Lawyer, 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 politician, politician, politician. It's something where if you look at Jefferson, Adams, Monroe, all of these men were basically career politicians. They broke off from England because of lack of political representation.
Well, you know, and yeah, we hadn't
study our own history.
Despite the Constitution that a lot of these guys authored and the Declaration of Independence, things like that, they still had to go through there were a lot of things they had to work out. Like, for instance, they thought that for a while there, you should have to have a certain amount of money to just be able to vote, or you should be able to own a certain
landowner.
Yeah, you should be able to own a certain amount of land and a certain amount of slaves or whatever, just to be able to, to represent your area in Congress.
Yeah. And that's something where, in general, the American public does not know that information.
Yeah.
We have become a nation of low information. Our school system no longer teaches government and history to the point to where there's an understanding of what's going on. It's give the minimal facts so that we have automatons that behave.
All right. Thanks, Brad. We are out of time. A lot of people left on the line this morning. Call back tomorrow. Tomorrow is Open Phones Friday. We'll talk about whatever you want starting at 8:30. 9:55, Something to Think About with Mike Rogers is next. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. See you tomorrow.
Now, Something to Think About with Mike Rogers.
Legacy or country first? Like all presidents in his final year in office, President Obama has been focused on his legacy. He's fought off attempts to reform his signature domestic policy, Obamacare, and overseas he remains focused on having America step back from its leadership role in the world. Now Obama is working to cement his political legacy as well. He spoke last night during prime time at the Democrat National Convention, heaping praise on former Secretary of State and taking a few shots at Donald Trump. But more under the radar, the president is preparing a major run of endorsements and campaign stops for U.S. Senate, House, even State House candidates. He's raising money and plans to be on the political travel schedule nearly all of October for Clinton and many others. I wish he'd scrap those efforts to cement his political legacy and instead focus on a plan to defeat ISIS. That would be a legacy the whole country could be proud of. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.